Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That's right now. On the River Islands guest line, we've been looking forward to this. We've been waiting for this. It's none other than Shooty Babbitt with thoughts on the passing of the great Ricky Henderson. So, Shooty, happy holidays. Thank you so much for the time and for joining us today.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for having me. Happy holidays to you. Many blessings and wishes to your family. Hope everybody's happy and healthy. And having a great holiday season. It's a different season for everybody every year, and this one is no different than any other one, just unfortunately affecting all of us differently this year in the Bay. But I just want to thank KMBR. My head ain't right.
That's all right.
95.7, The Game.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Shooty.
For doing such a tremendous job all day long of giving Rick his props and sending him out of here like a true legend and Hall of Famer that he was and that he will always be, man. So, once again, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, no, thank you for doing it, especially at this time. And we want to know just, what's the first and maybe the second and third thing that you want to say about Ricky Henderson at this time?
I just hope that you were as fortunate and blessed to have the opportunity to be around one of the greatest to ever put the cleats on. If you love baseball, like baseball fans do, and you were one of them, and you had the opportunity to meet Ricky and get a chance to see the person that he was. We can look at film and tape and everything all day long and still wouldn't have enough time to look at his greatness on the field. But there's only a select few, and the Bay Area fans, I just want to shout out to you. You treated Ricky like the true king that he was. You know, when the field got made and named after him and the ovations and the receptions and the love that you showed, because you know the kind of person Ricky was. And what I remember most about him is just a Hall of Fame person and how he treated the people around him. He was never in a group of people that he felt that he was too big for. You wouldn't know by what he said, maybe by his walk, by his gait, that he was somebody special. But, you know, it's so deep, man. My truck has been stuck in the mud for the last couple of days, and I've been looking for a chain to pull me out. And it's so hard because everywhere you go, everybody you talk to, everything that you hear, they're talking about Ricky. And, you know, we all going to get up out of here one day, and we just don't know when it is. And I just wish that he was alive to get all of his flowers. I mean, he won't even be able to scratch the surface to get a chance to understand and to appreciate and celebrate all the accomplishments that he did for this game and this community. And I feel for the community, the people of Oakland. This is your dude, and we are proud to have him, and I'm thankful that we all got a chance to see him do everything he did right here.
Yeah, Shooty, that's great, and those are great words, and I really appreciate you bringing up the Oakland part of it, because I think about yourself and obviously Ricky Henderson and Bip coming out of Skyline High and just all of the other great athletes that have come through Oakland before you guys and after you guys as well. Speak to that a little bit, Shooty, about the Oakland connection with Ricky and how impactful it was for him to do what he did with the A's and then eventually stay in Oakland and become such an ambassador for the city.
Well, I'm from the Bay. I was born and raised in Berkeley. We're connected to Oakland. And in the Bay Area, the hotbed and the fertility of great athletes, good athletes, superior athletes was incredible. You got more competition during the off season at Golden Gate Park playing against guys that didn't get an opportunity to play that was probably better than some of us like myself who was fortunate and lucky and got a chance and things bounced my way and I got an opportunity and I made it to the big leagues. But it was like everywhere you looked in either city, from Skyline, Castlemont, Oakland Tech, Berkeley High School, McClimates, there were heroes at those schools athletically. Guys that were from the neighborhood, guys that were from the community, that were doing things, that were exhibiting themselves on the stage, that did something that showed us that this was something that we could dream of and that we could do. And just to be able to compete in the parks on Saturday against some of these guys, it was incredible. So when you were a Gary Pettis or where you were a Biff Roberts or you were you can talk on and on and on about the guys who got an opportunity to play pro baseball. And the one commonality that we have in our era is that we had Ricky. And it was such a proud thing when I was in the minor leagues and I'd go somewhere, another city, meet up with another brother from another team, and I tell him where I'm from, and the first thing coming out, you were Ricky from, huh? Yes, sir. Absolutely. For him to come out, and we had some greats that come out of the Bay Area, man, but when you're talking about the greatest to ever do what he did, and there will never, ever, 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 ever be someone to steal the amount of bases that Ricky did. And not only that, Ricky set out to be the greatest. The first time I laid eyes on him, when he was 14 years old, we were going to an all-star game for a Pony League. And Mr. Lou Cotton, who was a coach of Ricky's over in Oakland, brought Ricky over to join our team. And when he walked on the field for the first time, and I saw him as a 14-year-old, I knew I'd seen something I'd never seen before. And I'd never been in awe of any man in my life other than my dad. And it was just something different about this dude. His head was bigger than ours. His hamstrings were big. He had the small waist. He was a sandy color. He was strong. He was just different. And I knew I had not seen anybody like him in my life. I've been scouting this is going to be my 33rd year. I've seen some of the greatest. A-Rod, Jeter, I've seen Jimmy Rollins. I've seen all these great ones. And I saw them when they were amateurs. But I wasn't at all like I was with Ricky. And to this day, I still haven't seen anything like him. So I feel honored. And I also feel I'm humble, but I also feel like I shouldn't even be talking this long. Because I feel like I'm taking away time for people who've had the same encounter and same relationship with Ricky and the same impact on their lives that would love to have the opportunity. So I'm just thankful for you guys giving me an opportunity to speak on it. You know, the Oakland A's have done a tremendous job the last few years of recognizing Ricky and what his accomplishments were, naming the field, getting the number up there, watching Ricky walk in from center field and pop that collar. Man, he was so proud and erect walking in. It was just, and I'll never forget that day because he earned every single part of it. And I just want to make sure that Pam, his wife, Bobby Henderson, his mother, his children, his brothers and his sisters, that they know that we're all praying for him and their family because, man, that's a tremendous loss. And I don't think people can understand the impact that it's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's going to take for that family to stay together and pull themselves through this, man. But, man, we lost a hero, bro. And I'm just so thankful and humbled that I got an opportunity not only to play with him, but more importantly, is I can say that I was a friend of the great Ricky Henderson.
Judy Babbitt is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Great to hear you talk on the man. But especially who we know Ricky was, the way he talked to people, the way he talked about himself. He's such an original. So, Judy, we got to have it, man. What's your favorite Ricky story?
My favorite Ricky story. It's so many, man. My gosh. It would take me a minute. I guess I could tell you some that, I mean, you've heard them from everybody because the things that Ricky has said, I mean, you couldn't help but hear them. I mean, the times when strikes were called on him and he turned around and tell the umpire, Ricky don't swing at balls. That are called strikes. You know, to Tony Gwynn, you know, about when Ricky was sitting up in front of the bus. You know, I guess the best one for me, and I might be messing it up a little bit here, but when Tony La Russa took over for the A's, you know, Ricky had been running wild all through baseball and pretty much had the green light. And, you know, Tony, the manager that he was, you know, he wanted to be in control a little bit, so he kind of called Ricky over and let him know, hey, you know, the green light is yours and everything still, but you know, when I wipe across the chest, you know, that means I'm taking things off. You know, that means, you know, I'm taking things off. There's nothing on. So Ricky, okay, next time he gets on base, first time he goes, steals first base. I mean, gets on first base, Tony Russo swipes across his chest. Ricky steals second on the very first pitch. Ricky steals third on the next pitch. Ricky scores. Ricky comes into the dugout. Everything's good. Everybody congratulates him. Tony kind of calls him over and talks to him a little bit. Ricky, you know, when I wipe, that means I'm taking it off. He said, I thought you meant take off. So I took off.
Oh, gosh.
So it was those type of things. you know, you'll hear all the quirky things about Ricky and stuff, and about him talking about himself in the third person. It wasn't, you know, we didn't look at it like that. This is a man that knew that God gifted him with something that nobody else had, and he had not seen it. And he just wasn't out to lead the Cal League in stolen bases or be the best stolen base leader in the minor leagues. When he raised that base over his head and he said, today I am the all stolen bases, all the king of all time, he wasn't popping his collar or boasting or being bodacious or anything like that. That man was proud of that honor, because if you watch the way that he played the game, people talked about how he didn't play day games after night games and all this stuff. If you watched the physical abuse in which he applied to his body day in and day out, you see Ricky sliding into the bag, over the bag. Some of these guys nowadays, they got boxing gloves running the bases. They get hurt from getting on their belly. It was never the case like that with Ricky. He played every day. He loved to play. The days that he had to take off, it wasn't because he wanted to. It was because that he needed to. So, man, this dude was a physical specimen, and he took his gift all the way to the moon, man.
Shooty Babbitt here on 95.7 The Game, remembering the all-time stolen base and the all-time run-scoring leader, Ricky Henderson, who passed away over the weekend. What was he like in the clubhouse, Shooty, just in terms of, you know, not only being such an everyday player, a guy who hated to sit out, but just being one of the fellows with all the different teams he played on?
Ultimate competitor. I don't care if it was black backgammon, cards, Pente, you come up with a game, Ricky would play you until the end of the day. He did not like to lose at anything, and he was pretty good at everything. He loved talking to young players. He loved talking the game. When we start reflecting and talk about in the day where guys got a chance to stay in the clubhouse and talking after the games and talk and have a beer and stuff like that when things were different, I mean, Ricky's one of the last guys to leave. I mean, he just loved talking baseball. And anybody that you talk to that played with him, that's what's been so great today, listening to all the different people call in, different people, different places, talking about him as far as players are concerned. And the first thing they say about Ricky is that he was a great teammate. So it's kind of synonymous with who he was. You know, the greatest leadoff hitter in the history of the game. Who else to start a game off for you than Ricky Henderson, and it'd be a great teammate as well. So I think if you had a problem with Ricky Henderson, you probably had a problem with yourself. Mm. You never heard him criticizing other people, talking about other people. You may think he was talking about himself, but my God, had I had the skill and the career, and every now and then I might have mentioned something about myself. I don't know. What do you think, guys?
Pretty rare, but maybe. But you know what? You know what I think you're speaking to, Shooty, that I think is so incredible is to hear, and this is why I'm thankful for guys like you, to hear people speak about Ricky if they were actually on the inside shows me that Ricky did not necessarily match the presentation of the player. You could easily look at Ricky and be like, oh my gosh, he talks about himself in the third person and he snatch catches in left field. He's a hot dog. He's a me guy. And to listen to the people who knew him, you get a very, very different picture and a different reality.
Very unfair. I think Sandy Alderson's quote today was one of the best. And if you haven't gotten a chance to see it, just go up there and find it. And he talked about Ricky. But I think it's unfair, especially somebody like myself growing up. They called me a hot dog, too. I hit homers and strike out, and I ran around the bases. I blew bubbles when I ran around first base. I pep slide like Willie Mays. They called me a hot dog. I wasn't a hot dog. I was enjoying the game.
Right.
I'm in the show. When we were coming up in the minor leagues, our only goal was on our mind was getting to the show. Ain't no league bigger than the big leagues, bro. Not as far as I know. I haven't been to the moon. I have some people that's been stuck up there for about 8 months. I know they got a lot to talk about up there. But I'm just saying, brother. So, man, this man just loved to be in the spotlight. He never ran from it, and he always excelled in it. So, man, that was Ricky, man. That was, if you go, I don't care anywhere in the world you go, you're talking about sports. If you say Ricky, automatically they're going to think you're talking about Ricky Henderson. And there's 1,000 Rickys around.
It's great stuff. Yeah. Shooty, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing all of that, and happy holidays, man.
I can't thank you guys enough for thinking enough of me to have me on. I'm truly humbled by it, and I love the Bay Area. I love every fan that's ever said anything nice, even the ones that haven't. I love you, too.
Thank you, Shooty. Hopefully,
happy holidays to everybody, man. May God bless everybody.
Hopefully, talking about Ricky can help you get the truck out of the mud, because I know we're all feeling a little stuck in the mud after this weekend.
This was great, man. This was outstanding. Thank you so much. I definitely needed it, for sure.
Shooty, have a great week, man. We'll talk to you
soon. Take care, guys.
All right, you too. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.